thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
One staff member calls the long portable building behind Bonham Elementary School a little UN. Inside the Herrera Student Intake Center, children from Mexico, Myanmar, formerly Burma, and Somalia play as staff members interview parents about how much education their kids have. All foreign-born students new to Dallas have to enroll at the center. But the next day, they receive assignments based on their school experience and language ability. Also, immunizations if needed, uniforms, a backpack with supplies, everything needed to start school. It's a major help to the resettlement agencies that assist immigrant families. Lasang Labia of Refugee Services of Texas calls the center a one-stop station.
Without the intake center, we have to take all our refugee kids to the school and not know where to go and running through all the red tape and bureaucracies. A lot of hardship.
When I came on board, it was supposed to be this little simple place. Just give them an ID number and give them a test and send them off to the campuses.
That was 5 years ago when Judith Holmes-Toms became director. The former DISD bilingual teacher and native of Puerto Rico soon realized other foreign-born children needed more help, that there are various complications foreign-born children bring with them that schools will have to deal with.
We took it beyond just enrollment and assessment to look at the social, cultural, emotional needs of the family.
For instance, there's the family Lasang Labia is helping to enroll, a mother and her four children, political refugees from his native Myanmar. Her husband died of complications from abuse amid war.
Anyone under 10, they're born in Thai refugee camp.
The older children, those are the two children that have the disabilities.
Yes.
That Scottish Rite is going to be putting the metal rods, and you said they're going to be walking
soon. First time in their life.
But Labia says there's still more for immigrant children to overcome.
They are picked by the locker kids sometimes. I don't mean to say locker kids are mean, but sometimes different colors, no English. They don't have much clothing, so the way they dress up, maybe hygiene issue. So our agencies are really, really helping not just school enrollment. We are doing all basic services for job interview, for kids, how to walk home safely.
Providing that help to some 2,700 students a year on average at the intake center is not easy. Resources are limited. Toms has a staff of only four. DISD provides interpreters to help with numerous languages and dialects that come through the door, but funding comes annually from federal money. Churches, community organizations, volunteers, and hospitals like Parkland also help. It's a struggle to keep the intake center going, but Toms says it's worthwhile.
We want to enroll kids that are going to be successful, and we need to give them everything they need so that they can start and feel proud.
Sam Baker, KERA News.